Hey, welcome everybody. Dr. Mike Reed from Chiropractic Masters International. I want to welcome you to tonight's Master Talk. A good friend of mine, Jim Chester from Chiro Hustle. Many of you know Jim. He's very prolific in the profession. He's helped a lot of chiropractors over the years, and he's joining me to talk about building your practice in a box. We're going back to some old school stuff, which I love. You know, I came from this old school, the old David Singer days when we first learned how to do screenings and outside talks. And that's how a lot of us built our practice. Meet and greets and getting out there and really hustling. And Jim, I'm real excited to see what you have to share in your bag of tricks about getting back to the basics and chiropractic in a box. So for those of you, those of guests who are listening or on a podcast, Jim, that don't know you, I'm going to let you introduce yourself.
Cool, man. Well, thanks for having me. I am so excited to share with your group, and I'm so excited to share old school marketing strategies that are still working. And I knew to the fact that we needed to bring more resolution to marketing strategies. Like you had mentioned, we get easily involved in this idea that done for you services are the way to go. And I agree. But, you know, as I have worked in chiropractic, I have come to realize that we need to take multiple streams of influence with marketing. Yeah. And some of that is online presence, of course. You have to be hitting the online presence. But old school marketing stuff still works. And, happy to say that, you know, as I was in the trenches for 2.5 years doing 600 screen events and scheduling over 3,000 people in that time frame, I realized some things that were essential to people becoming successful, going out to the community, harvesting in new patients, and then growing their brand in their communities, which I know that brings a lot of people into chiropractic, and it gives the chiropractor a way to go out and meet their community and to become a cultural kind of an icon in their local community.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Jim, let's get right into it. You have a PowerPoint presentation. You want to roll out some PowerPoints to share with the doctors?
Yeah, so the new product, I'm just going to share my screen with you if that's okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to let you go ahead and share your screen.
Okay.
So you just click on the share button down below.
Yep, I am there.
And then there you go. So you have the screen, and now we have your PowerPoint, which is fantastic.
Cool. So the product that I'm helping everybody with, and this is like a sneak peek that no one else has seen yet, Mike. I was reserving this opportunity for your master talk. And new patients in a box is something that it's my brain trust. It's stuff that I have done over and over. And I've had people like prod me. They're saying, hey, man, you have something really authentic that a lot of people in this space would really benefit from if you just developed this. I know that there's a couple people out there that are in the screeners, like the Screeners Guild, maybe. But there's guys like Dave Major who was behind me, like supporting me throughout this process. There was guys like Tabor Smith that were supporting me throughout this process. And a lot of times people get really confused with chiropractic marketing. They think that there's a competition in the network with the chiropractic market. No, there's competition in the chiropractic marketplace for people that haven't earned their positioning. And I think, you know, over time you earn your positioning, and really what I'm trying to do is earn the chiropractor's business. So by teaching people what new patients in a box is, it's going to help elevate the sales strategies for chiropractors and get them out to the community. So I'm just going to go through the quick presentation for everybody. And once again, thank you everybody for giving me the opportunity to hold this space and to share this message of what new patients in a box is. So I think everything starts with the story, okay? I grew up in Davenport, Iowa. This is a picture of me and my mother. I grew up very challenged with life, okay? I grew up on the streets of Davenport, Iowa. This is a true story. My father left when I was 5. I struggled with dyslexia most of my childhood into my early teens, and I was always different. And as I became a young adult, I realized that if I wanted to become an elite athlete, chiropractic made me better. And I realized that as I went through the collegiate years, there was something really special about this chiropractic story and this chiropractic message. And growing up, a stone's throw to the Palmer campus, Davenport, Iowa, I always knew that there was some gravitational pull if you will, because chiropractic started in magnetic healing. As I learned more about chiropractic, I learned more about myself. And I said, you know what? I have a background in journalism, a background in marketing. How can I penetrate into a market and give it my all? So that's kind of like the origin story of how Chiro Hustle happened, is I wanted to give more value to the chiropractic marketplace. And then as I went through this career of becoming a master screener and honestly, a chiropractic salesman, I think so much goes back to the sales aspect of chiropractic. And I know that's where so many people that are positioned in the chiro space, they leverage how do you process somebody once they come in? And how do you get that person to stay? And how do you boost your PVA? Okay. Well, if you don't get the reps to practice the day one and day two process, then your PVA isn't going to grow. So with New Patients in a Box, I push people through the strategies of how they can create a sales cycle. And the sales cycle is so amazing. I mean, if you have like a bulletproof day one, day two, now this is the beginning of your funnel for your sales cycle to close people for care. So just a little bit more about the strategy. I've scheduled over 3,000 people for offices over the course of 36 months, scheduled in 500 new patients in 2 weeks recently up in Alaska. There was one day I scheduled in 100 new chiropractic patients for one office. Just imagine that happening for you. So with New Patients in the Box, I give everybody the opportunity to learn these strategies that I have now put into kind of a time capsule program for you. And as we go through it, I always get the question from DCs, what is a new patient worth? Well, I don't know. Everybody has different care plans. Everybody has different price points. If you're coaching with the right coach, you realize what your price points need to be, and you realize what your care plans need to be packaged as. But what is the price point on a patient for a year then? And if you can retain that person and boost that PVA with your clinic and you get, repeat customers and they start referring in, what is that person valued at a lifetime? And let's take money out of the equation. What is it like when you give some people, their family, the ability to be healthy again? And I think that's where we need to take these dollars and cents and realize the life effect that you're having on the communities that you're able to touch lives with chiropractic services. So understand, obviously where the dollars are and where you put them, but also understand the lives that you're touching with the amount of resources that you're creating.
And that's an important point, Jim, is that doctors need to know their numbers. A lot of them don't. When I do a business audit every year, a lot of doctors are shocked when they actually see their true numbers. So that's important. I agree with you.
And, many times I've heard it say that we charge you for this, we give the adjustment away. And I get it. A chiropractor goes to school for upwards of 7 years and comes out of school with this, catastrophic amount of student debt. So what I teach people with this strategy is really how to pay down their student debt and how to buy the practice of their dreams. And these are old school principles that still are working in 2019. So if people want more tips and strategies from me, I am a resource now. And I've taken myself from the sidelines to the headlines. And I've given people now something that they can have as basically, I want to be on your team. And I want to help your business grow. So with my principles and strategies that I developed in New Patients in a Box, takes me to this next slide. So you struggle getting new patients, having trouble governing your overhead. Maybe you're drowning in student loans. Well, we can help eliminate those struggles if you're willing to roll up your sleeves and do the work. And as you know, Mike, many times people, they want their systems automated. They don't realize that they have to go out to their community and they have to hustle. They have to do door knocking. They have to go out there and stand under tents on the weekends when they don't want to. But I think that that's the recipe to freedom.
Yeah. I agree.
And you've seen it, Mike. You've seen so many cases where people go through this journey and they do the hard work. And then in 10 years, they do have the keys to the kingdom. They are that trusted resource in their community. They become massively referable. And they might not have to follow these same type of strategies that we're teaching here. because eventually, you know, I always hear people say this too, the best practice is a referral-based practice. Well, you know what? You have to bust your butt for at least a good 5 to 10 years before you get that significance of becoming that referral-based practice.
That's right. You've got to earn that. That's right. I agree.
So yeah, we do offer solutions to people. The program New Patients in a Box, we release this so streamlined for people nowadays. We put it all on a membership site. People that want to learn from video, I give instructional video. We give everybody this amazing workbook too at the beginning of the program so they can work through us. We create a private Facebook group where they have direct access to me. If they like to listen to things on audio, they can listen to it on the audio file aspect of it, or they can read it through PDF, which is going to be a part of this amazing workbook that people get. So when you think about, like, how do people learn best, I wanted to give everybody what avenue they think is best for them. So all three platforms are included in the New Patients in a Box scheduling protocols. And, you know, so what do you get? That's what people are always interested in. They always want to know, what's in it for me? Well, what do you get? You get 22 training modules spanning over an hour of scheduling tips, tricks, and sales strategies, things that I have proven to work in the field and things that I know that will work for people if they just take the time and implement them. And Mike, here's a really cool thing about this program. I didn't want to make it cumbersome. I didn't want to make it too much content that people were detracted from actually implementing it. I created this process that people can go through a half day and they can figure out what it takes to start implementing this, and they can get positive ROI in 30 days with this process. So I've tested this out on the market already. I know that docs that are out there using this are getting the results that they're looking for by setting up more events and getting better sales systems while they're out there doing the events, to where they don't get lost in their technology. They go there with a goal that they set. Like, if you want to go out there and get 5 new patients, follow these strategies. Every time you go out and do an event, you'll get 5 new patients. So, but like I said, every module is converted down to user-friendly applications. We teach a sales cycle so airtight that it's worth the price tag alone. Like, I would pay somebody what I'm asking just for me to give them a 2-minute sales strategy that will work for people. Like, when you can think about the value add of somebody that's been out there and curated the proper communication tactic to get people to say yes, that's worth every dollar amount that you have. That will give you that 1% that everybody's looking for on an edge. And you get a reference to images and resources with what we're doing, a marketing cheat sheet and a checklist to make sure you're always prepared. Preparation is 9/10 of it. And then just making sure that you go there and you have yourself prepared to deliver the goods. That's the other part of it. But all that comes with the program. And then if you want access to me, I will be your trusted resource for this type of strategy. Now, here's the cool thing. I'm giving this away pretty much at a third of the cost to anybody that takes action. We have 10 spots open for people that do want to jump on as early adopters to this. And I do urge people to do this, because after, you know, the 72-hour window that we have this open for people at that $497 price point, I will be increasing that point to a $997 point. And after a brief introduction at that, our final asking price to people is going to be $1,497. And I don't think that, you know, as I've come into the marketplace, people are willing to pay for results. And I know that what we're doing gets people results, because people that are using the systems tell me all the time that it's the best thing that they've done for their marketing program. But I guess then comes to the question, like, who isn't this for? Well, clinics interested only in automated marketing. Chiropractors afraid to work hard, and chiropractors who are afraid to sell. So, you know, one of my mentors once told me, Mike, that you have to get out of your own way to make the impact that you want to make in this world. Mm-hmm. So I had to do that for myself, and I had to go get comfortable being uncomfortable. And I had to go fear rejection. I had to go out there and toe-to-toe with people that told me chiropractors are quacks. I had to go out there and defend the sacred trust and tell people that if you invest in this opportunity, it could change your life. And, you know, then I turned the keys of the kingdom over to the actual chiropractor. And this isn't always, you know, the chiropractor's duty to go out there and do these screenings or to go out there and do this type of community networking. This is a team event. So I recommend anybody that does make the investment to get new patients in a box, they should go through the program with their staff, and then you can deploy each other. You can give each other tasks in order to make sure that it's not just a burdensome idea that we have to go out there and do this type of work. It should be a shared situation to where we all have an outcome that we want, and that's a successful office, but we want to go serve more people. And this gives people that ability to have that give, love, serve approach to chiropractic and really go out there and to enjoy what they're doing and have fun with this. I think so many times when people think about screenings and about scheduling events, that they get into this like paradigm that, oh man, I have to go waste my weekend away doing this. Well, if you think about it and you reframe that and you go, you know what, I'm going to go out there and crush my bottom line this month because I'm going to go out there and save so many people's lives with chiropractic, that changes it and it builds gamification into it. And when you know, Mike, that they're getting 10 new patients a month, which isn't enough, now say if we triple that, and what is possible for the freedom of that practice? You pay off your student loan debt quicker, you buy your office faster, and you don't have to live in the doldrums of being an associate.
And that's so true, because when you look at the average student's got, what, 200,000 in debt, I mean, you want to get that paid off fast. And one of the best ways to do this is get out there and meet and greet screenings, dinner workshops. You know, that's the way to do it. I agree.
Yeah, so who is it for?
Chiropractors who love to hustle. I love that.
Who is it for? Chiropractors that need to improve their bottom line. Everybody wants to make more money. I don't ever want to come to the market with something, Mike, where people will buy into it and they'll say, that was a waste of my money. I only want to bring more value to this profession that I love, that I call a beautiful profession. I only want to value stack to people and say, hey, having access to me is like having access to the greatest chiropractic sales rep right now. So that's why I created this, is so I could be a greater resource to the profession that I have gone out and served in. And if anybody's ever done 600 screening events, I want to meet them as well. Maybe I can come up with a better system. But I think that what we've done is we've taken my intelligence and my work ethic and my process and put it into a program that people can work through, and they get access to me. So chiropractors who love their community, want to learn more about their potential new patients, that's who goes out and does this type of work. But you have to get out of your own way, and you have to get out of your own head, and you have to look at what the business model can do for you if you do go out and run these type of events. And lastly, Mike, it's for chiropractors who love to hustle. Wow. And people who like to go out there and to just have fun. And, you know, I think so many times chiropractors, they'll put the fun hat away and they think that everything has to be with the business face. And I think when you go out there and approach your community with a fun aspect of your career, it's going to be more enlightening for you, and you're going to actually touch more lives instead of feeling like, oh gosh, I have to be here today.
And that's an important point, Jim, because you've got to be passionate about what you're doing and what you're delivering, especially the message if you're out in front of a public. And by going out there and being passionate and having fun versus, oh, I got to do another talk. I hear doctors say that. So, oh, I got to do another talk. Well, poor you, because, you know, you got a great message. You get to speak to the public. And when you do a lot of these talks, dinner workshops, screenings, it's fun. I used to do these all the time. It's how I built my practice. And, you know, it for those, especially the students, people first 5 years, you got to be doing this stuff in order to build that base, to build that referral base, to get yourself out of debt. So I agree with you.
And Mike, I knew nobody else had brought anything this unique and attractive to the market. And I knew that it was desperate. There's a desperate hole in chiropractic salesmanship. I knew that there was a desperate hole right now for somebody that had a pulse and a heartbeat that people knew. And I knew that if I could create something to give more value to the chiropractor, the people that I love and trust to take care of people, if I could give them one thing to give them the edge in their community to set them apart and to grow their business, I knew that this would be a secret that so many people would want to tap into. So with 10 slots available at $497, this is for the early adopters. I know that the people that jump on board with me, they're gonna be the ones that are writing me raving reviews with testimonials in the next 90 days, because they're the ones that are gonna implement this. And then they're gonna be the ones that tell their friends about this. And hopefully this can be one of those things that will change the course of the way that people will buy and sell the service of chiropractic for time to come. But I know that everybody that comes into the marketplace with something that's unique, a strategic plan, some type of a strategic movement. It does something that helps spark the unity of how people deliver and sell the most beautiful, the product on earth, which is chiropractic services. So I tell people, there's 12 hours left of this offer, and don't miss your chance. We've been running this for 72 days now, or 72 hours now, and we have 12 hours left of this opportunity for to jump on board. And one of my favorite things I like to say to people, Mike, when I'm out there doing screens, if you keep walking, I can't help you. Yes. So if people don't take action on this opportunity right now, I can't help you. But if you do find that you want to become one of these early adopters and take advantage of this premier pricing, it's never going to be this low again. And I don't know, I'm not the chiropractic salesman to the profession. I'm the chiropractic salesman to the community. So if you guys take my, if you trust me for my services and what I've done, then this could be something that you could use to grow your business and to, like I said, buy out your associateship if that's something you're interested in, own your clinic if that's something you're interested in, and then jumping outside of the idea that only way to market is automated new school marketing. Old school marketing still works. You just have to roll your sleeves up and go out there and serve.
I agree. And, you know, if you can get this down and then you start building your second, third, fourth pillar, you get 10 or 12 of them going internal, social media, Facebook, dinner workshops, screenings, you know, one or two a month, you know, you're going to absolutely kill it and build your practice. And I agree with you, really need to get that new patient floodgate going. And that's how you're going to build your practice.
Yeah. So anybody that wants to jump on board, save yourself some money, partner up with me, get yourself into the flow state of getting into your community and growing your practice, text hustle to 59925. And I'll lock you guys in with this premier rate. And if Mike endorses this opportunity, then I know that you guys are going to grow from this and prosper as well. So, Dr. Mike, thank you for letting me be on the Master Talk tonight.
Hey, you know, it's a pleasure. You know, Jim, one thing I love about you is that you're not a chiropractor. And I see some of my non-chiropractic friends, you, Burfield, guys, Billy Sticker, guys who are not chiropractors are more passionate than some of the chiropractors I know. And you guys are out there at the tip of the spear, and you're just kicking ass. You're not taking prisoners. You know the benefits of chiropractic, and you guys are out there just leading the charge. And that's why I love you guys, because you love what we love. That's chiropractic. And you come up with such a great tool that you can deliver to the profession. I mean, $497, one half a quarter of a new patient pays for that. Come on, guys. That, you know, this is something that you need in your, I always believe that, you know, you're just putting arrows in your quiver. And this is just another arrow to stick in there. You get a good 10 or 12 of them solid, and you keep that new patient flow coming in. Get them to your doctor's work. Get them on a care plan, 6 or 3 month care plan, and then get them on wellness care, and you're off to the races. And but you're right, you got to hustle for the first 5 years minimum in order to build that volume practice.
And, you know, I think that chiropractors go out there and get chiropractic degrees because they look at it as a career. And if you guys aren't in chiropractic for the career aspect of it, then you might have picked the wrong job to give yourself. And one of my mentors always told me, don't ever go give yourself a job that you don't want.
That's right. I've always believed that, you know, find your passion and you'll never work a day in your life. And it's so true. I love doing this. To me, this is not work. Whether I'm, you know, helping Shireen in her practice, or I'm coaching doctors around the world, I just love doing what I'm doing. So, hey, Jim, thanks for being on. If they need to email you or go to a website, do you have a website as well?
Yeah, newpatientsinabox.com is where I'll send people to come on over there. But we have a cheat sheet that you can go to chirohustle.com, and you can download the cheat sheet. I give you guys some freebies there. I give you the script on how to do massage events. I give you the list on what you'll need to actually put a marketing program together for your office. And, you know, there's a few other giveaways in that cheat sheet, but it's some of the front end strategies that I used for preparation and to know what's necessary for me to go out there. I actually tell people where to go for resource on how to build their list to get more events. So, I mean, there's so much value in that cheat sheet that even if you just go over to Chiro Hustle and you click on the cheat sheet tab and you download that, you're going to get like the framework for the front end of how to do this. But as you go through the course with me, you're going to get all the other tips and strategies that I'll teach you how to like formulate the systems and do the sales and all that stuff. So yeah, if they come over to newpatientsinabox.com, or they can go to chirohustle.com and click on the tab cheat sheet, and they'll get the information that they need to join the sales tribe.
You know, I'm even going to go check it out, Jim. I think you're an exciting man, and you know, anything to drive traffic in your practice is a good thing. So, Jim, my friend, my brother, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love and appreciate what you're doing, and I'm excited because you're going to come out to Prosperity next year, end of October, and you're going to be speaking Washington, D.C., October 25, 26. I'm pumped to have you present on stage then.
Well, you know, this is a big year for me, and I appreciate you giving me all these opportunities. And likewise, man, love and appreciate you. And we're only one story away. We just have to keep hustling, man.
That's true. All right, Jim. Hey, thanks for being on, guys. So that's chirohustle.com, newpatientsinabox.com, or just text HUSTLE, H-U-S-T-L-E, to 59925, guys. $497 for Jim's incredible offer. The new patients in the box to teach you how to do the screenings. And, you know, you're going to get to the point you hire a screening team and have them do it for you. So, Jim, love and appreciate you. Keep hustling, brother. Keep saving lives. And we'll chat with you all soon.
All right, man. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Cheers.
See ya.